Diets and denial don't work. So instead of making a list of do's and don'ts that will guarantee failure by February, why not do something different this year? Here are some resolutions that I propose. Instead of vowing to eat less, eat more. Yes, more. More local produce, more freshly prepared meals, more foods with more flavor. When food is truly satisfying, quality can replace sheer quantity. Eat more often. Don't skip breakfast or lunch in a wrong-headed attempt to feel virtuous. Doing so will only make you ravenous and grouchy later in the day. Snack. Really, it's okay. Just don't let those midday munches become full-sized meals. Stop eating in your car. It's bad for your digestion, not to mention your driving. Eat when you can pay attention to both. Don't declare any of your favorite foods off-limits. Doing so only creates a sense of deprivation. Eat a little something that satisfies a craving every now and then. Please don't be the person who refuses to eat a slice of her own birthday cake. Do eat chocolate. Studies show that it contains compounds that are good for you. And if you eat a little of the good stuff, quality dark chocolate, you'll be less likely to binge on the bad stuff. Ignore silly diets. And if you do insist on forsaking all fats, fruits, white food, or cooked food, please don't bore everyone with the details. Yes, you want to be healthy, but no one wants to hear you obsess about the carbs in a carrot stick. Slow down. The faster we eat, the more we tend to eat. Cook something, even an egg or a grilled cheese sandwich. Add a little salt or pepper. You'll be amazed at how much better it tastes than the drive-through versions that sit waiting under heat lamps for you to buy them. Cook without a recipe. Make mistakes and substitute boldly. It can be fun to experiment. Put apples on your pizza or leave off the cheese entirely if you like. Doing so can help bring back the pleasure we've lost in our food fight. How did we get the idea that food is our enemy? It isn't. When we can remove fear from the equation, we can stop seeing food as an adversary. This year, let's all agree on one resolution. We should give up guilt, not good food.